this morning.
Thanks, Jess, for having me.
Now, coal stickies are recyclable, but why is it kind of not good enough, in your opinion, when it comes to making a real commitment to sustainability?
Yeah, so you mentioned there that they are recyclable, and that is great. And we certainly want to encourage our supermarkets to be setting the benchmark high on sustainability. And Coles do a lot of great stuff in the sustainability space, as you mentioned, but this kind of marketing just undermines that that message that they're sending, because being recyclable is one thing, but they generate such huge quantities of waste in their core business that we really should be asking them not to generate waste needlessly in marketing. And I think the thing that Coles is doing here is they're ignoring a large segment of the market, which is saying that this isn't good enough, and they're just sort of doggedly ploughing ahead with this kind of marketing. And, you know, there's been petitions, there's been letters from kids written to Coles, but it's just not seeming to stick. And that's the concern, I suppose.
Where does Australia stand with regard to the rest of the world when it comes to waste regulation?
Yeah, so we are the third largest producers of waste per person. So we are a huge problem in the waste world, I suppose. And we aren't very well regulated when it comes to waste, and when it comes to certainly single-use plastic. So we saw last year that the European Union is banning single-use plastics altogether. Australia has gone down the path of a more less stringent regulation in favour of more of industry self-regulating when it comes to the waste that they produce. We do have a waste problem in this country. One of the things that I researched was just about waste stockpiling and contamination of recyclables. So the waste industry is certainly stretched when it comes to dealing with waste, and that's why it's quite disappointing to see a large brand, a household brand like Coles, doing this unsustainable marketing and refusing to stop, I suppose, is really the issue as well, after having been delivered quite a loud message from the community, we believe.
My kind of personal opinion, I think making your marketing more recyclable is one thing, but when you're still wrapping fruit and veg in copious amounts of plastic, it just seems obscene, in my opinion.
Exactly. And so they already generate such a large quantity of plastic waste and waste in general, food waste, in their core business. So, you know, when you're then adding on top of that another burden of waste in the form of marketing, it doesn't fly. It undermines this whole marketing push that they have about becoming Australia's most sustainable supermarket and engaging in responsible business practices, which is what they tell you on their website. What they want you to know are these so-called values that they have, and then in action the values are being undermined by what they're doing in this marketing.
With this marketing and the stickies range, one of the big pushes is that it's targeted towards kids under the guise of promoting healthy eating. Do we think that actually works?
Well, I'm not a nutritionist, but from what I've read, it's a difficult thing to quantify, I suppose. The argument must be made that these stickies do not look like any fruit and vegetable that I've ever seen.
No.
And I have children, I have kids, and, you know, they're certainly attractive to kids, but are they attractive to kids because they look like a broccoli, or are they, you know...
Because they've got a silly face on them.
Exactly. Mm. And we know that faces work in marketing with kids, you know, big eyes and faces are something that organisations often fall back on. And gimmicky stuff-based marketing is definitely not new, but I think we can do better. You know, we're in this, we know so much more now, and we can do better. So I guess that's why people are quite angry about this, Jess, is because we feel like a big brand like Coles, they've got a lot of clever people working for them. They should be able to come up with something that is not based on plastic stuff.
Absolutely, especially when they, the whole recycling kind of ways in which you recycle them is bringing them back to the store, when realistically most people are probably just going to throw them in the bin.
Exactly, and that's what we know. That's the data that we have on return to store soft plastic recycling is just that. It's about a 14% overall that will recycle their soft plastics in store. So it's not high enough to justify that this would negate the consumer. And it also pushes the onus onto the consumer to do this, when really this is Coles generating this waste. So Coles should be the ones that are responsible for dealing with it.
Talking of consumers, what should everyone be doing to ensure that they are really supporting sustainable business practices and making sure that we are making, or at least trying to make, those more sustainable choices?
Yeah, well, I mean, personally, as a parent, it is hard, but, saying to your kids, having the conversation as to why you're not allowing them to have these collectibles, and having that open discussion about, the future and what we as parents hope for our kids. I suppose that's what my approach is on a personal level, is trying to, and it's hard because they do end up getting these collectibles at schools and things, and it's difficult to maintain that tough line. I understand that. And I guess just continuing to push Coles wherever possible with petitions and just discussing it in store, even, and having a chat to the store manager, even if you've got time, to say we're not buying this. Mm-hmm. And having done the research in this space for this paper, it is clear that Coles are receiving messages, and that's good. They have changed from the last year. They have made these things recyclable. That is good. We should, we should encourage that, but we need to go that step further and say, enough is enough, I think, with this kind of marketing.
Little steps aren't necessarily going to be enough in this case.
No. We do have this waste problem that we all need to be more conscious of the waste that we generate on a personal level, and organisations can do better to help us with that.
Absolutely. Carla, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess. Have a great day.
You too.